A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast, women's football episode. I am here joined by a lovely panel as always, and I'm here with Lauren first.
Hello, Lauren at Lauren Coys on all platforms now.
Sweet.
Oh, you got a little switch up now.
Yeah, I finally changed my Instagram.
Branding, that's it. Marva at Marva MSK.
And I am Moya at Moya's Laboratory. As always, make sure to follow us on X at Gold Diggers UK, on Instagram at Gold Diggers UK _, on LinkedIn at Gold Diggers UK, and to subscribe on YouTube as well, and on TikTok. Check us out on TikTok as well. Listen, a lot has been happening. I think we have to start in the juiciest tie of the week, which was the Chelsea versus Arsenal game. I was actually sat next to Marva at this game. I think it's the first time we've ever been sat next to each other for a game.
It was, you know.
Yeah. It was an experience.
Well, I think the open bar before the game was an experience.
Yeah. I saw them shots, man.
I think we should start with them as well, yeah. And I have to start by saying, there was the game had not even started yet, and me and Marva turned to each other and we're like, this might be the first game that we've gone to that feels like a must-win game, a championship game, like everything's on the line in this one game. Mm. It had that feeling in the crowd.
It felt like the first WSL game under the lights.
Yeah.
Fighting for the title that I've ever experienced. It felt, yeah, it was proper. So shout out to Chelsea for doing that, because it did. Obviously, it's not easy to do, and we've seen Arsenal do a great job at doing that, but yeah. I think that's the first time I've really felt it from Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, for sure it was Chelsea's best atmosphere, and arguably like one of the best atmospheres I've been to this season. Lauren, I know you would just hate watching the same. I said I'm here for a hate watch.
I was like hate watch, and I'm just neutral.
Yeah. I said whichever way this game goes, I'll win. I don't care, man. Lauren, we might as well start with you. What were your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, to be honest, I think. On atmosphere, even like I was watching on TV, and I was like, it didn't feel any different to like when the men's played there, and that's like the biggest compliment I can play. Like, but it was kind of like I was rushing home, like I was driving, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to make kickoff, and then I come in and I literally got back just before kickoff, and I'm like, why are they not playing?
Yeah.
So I think the actual the hype around the game because of how important it was, and then we just had like peak WSL with Sotgate. I was just like, this is a calamity. It's an absolute calamity. But I think when the game eventually got going, I think it was just, it was weird like watching it, and the way Chelsea started, I was just like, different sport, but it reminded me of when Serena Williams lost to Maria Sharapova, and she said this will never happen again.
I was just like,
it just felt like the way that Chelsea got embarrassed at the Emirates, they were like, yeah, that's never going to happen to us again. And I just think, usually Arsenal start so quickly, and they were just asleep, and Chelsea were like, no, this is our game, innit?
Yeah.
And I was watching thinking, no, surely Arsenal will get themselves together, and it just never really felt like they did. And yeah, like it was light work. To be honest, it was light work for Chelsea.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Marva?
Yeah, I thought Jonas got it wrong, to be honest. Like, I can see why he's... I can see the thinking behind starting Blackstenius, but I think he was presuming that there'd be space in behind that Chelsea line, and there was not any space.
Yeah, yeah.
They needed actually what Russo brought them in the second half, which was someone to just hold the ball up, bring others into play, because I think that midfield was getting completely overrun. I'm quite surprised, to be honest, and this isn't... I don't think Jonas's fault. I'm quite surprised that Arsenal's midfield really didn't deal with... like with that game tactically,
yeah.
But given,
because usually they do,
usually yeah.
And, and their experience,
yeah.
And I also just like Little, Walty, and Pullover, I think, have been three of their best players, and I think that combination has worked really well in the previous games. And like, they've got a really nice balance. I think the beginning of the season they were struggling to find that midfield balance, and we've talked about that, and then they seem to have really settled on it. And then this game is just odd, because it was like, and maybe it was a case of, all right, Lauren James is playing this kind of false nine, false 10, false six, false eight, false six.
Where did she want to go?
Wherever she wanted
Lauren
to play.
Lauren James went, innit?
And then Niskan was kind of like following in her lead. So where Lauren James wasn't, Niskan was there. And I think that confused the players.
Yeah.
But as a midfielder, I don't care what your role is. If you see Lauren James in space, go and mark her.
Exactly. You have to follow her around.
Yeah.
We've said it before. The only way you stop Lauren James here is if you man mark her, someone follows her around the pitch, and you frustrate the hell out of her.
And they did that at the Emirates.
It's almost though, like, it kind of felt like at the Emirates, I feel like Katie McCabe did a really good job of that. But it almost felt like what you were saying in the beginning, Lauren, it's almost like Lauren James was like, I hope you enjoyed that.
You won't do that again. Have you ever seen that NBA clip of, what's his name? Tiana Taylor's.
Iman.
Oh, yeah. Where he's talking about Kobe.
Yeah, and he's like, good
and
game.
Goes into fourth quarter, and Kobe goes, good you game. Had a good game.
Yeah, and he's thinking, what?
Like,
that's not done.
That's what Lauren James is.
It's literally that.
You had a nice one in Emirates, cool, but we will take over from here now.
Yeah. It literally reminds me, there's one meme that's like, it's one meme, it's like someone is like all bandaged up and something, he's walking out of like a fire, and the caption is like, you should have killed me.
It's literally that.
It felt like Lauren James was on demon mode from the very like, you know, she took a shot in like the first 90 seconds of the game. There was one, by the way,
I'm here, just in case you didn't know.
And it felt as though, listen, we all know that when Lauren James gets those games that she can pick up the ball anywhere, she's not restricted to a specific spot, is when she is the most dangerous. Mm. Which is why I agree with you, Marva, that I'm surprised that Arsenal didn't nullify that. And it also felt as though, like, listen, we all know she's going to do the body feints, she's going to do the shoulder drops. We know that's part and parcel of her game. But there was no, like I'm not trying to use a basketball term here, but like, there was no help side defense. Like, if the first person's been beaten, who is the second person that's supposed to stop?
You have to double up.
Yeah.
Like, you genuinely have to double up.
But also, like, there were so many points in that game that just showed her intelligence in general. Like, there was a point, I was, like, re-watching bits of the game yesterday, and there was a point that she gets the ball on the right-hand side, and there's two defenders in front of her. I think it's Katie McCabe and someone else. And then there's a third person who isn't even supposed to be marking Lauren James, but she's supposed to be marking the runner. But she's so worried about Lauren James, she's also just looking at Lauren James. And I think it's JRK that runs in behind, and Lauren James does that outside the boot. And I was thinking, that all happens because of the gravity of Lauren James, like her aura.
They're all
in
panicking.
General.
They're thinking, boy,
what happens here if she gets beaten? But yeah, I actually thought it was a fantastic, fantastic game. Like,
Yeah,
I think Chelsea just raised their levels, because like, there were so many Chelsea players that had really good individual performances.
Perisic said
to Kate before, go back to Australia, wherever you came from, because Perisic said, this is my
house. Don't run here,
And I feel like a lot of people are not talking about what Emma Hayes has done with her fullback.
Yeah,
because I feel like, like, in the past, it's always been like, oh, what side's Jessica are going to fill in?
And
now you've got Ashley Lawrence, who's been great since she's come in. You've got Perisic, who's like, I'm still here. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you've got Neve Charles that's in the mix.
Yeah.
And they've got so much quality, because they're so good 1v1, but they're really good going forward.
Yeah.
And I just thought Perisic was just like, I've...
Like, they bullied their wingers.
Yeah, like, yeah, honestly, Paul had a terrible game.
They were, and they were both,
yeah, me was terrible too. Like,
they were both in hell.
Yeah, they were both rubbish.
Do you know what gets me? Is like, it's fair enough. All right, cool. You have some bad games. But why were they on the floor so
constantly?
They were getting chucked around. Yeah,
I think it got to the point though that like a lot of Arsenal. So like there were points that Meade and Ford, because they hadn't gone past the fullback the first couple of times, they were like, you know what? If at this point I'm just going head down and just trying my best. Yeah. But that head down just meant that every time they got stopped. Like, there was one point, I think Perisic took the ball off Meade, and Meade's body literally flung in the air. Like,
yeah, nah. It was just, yeah, I don't know, and I think Arsenal have the luxury sometimes is if their forward players are not playing well, the defence will carry them like in the game, and then they can make those changes in their forward line. But I have to say, like, and this is just, I think, what happens when you come back from a long-term injury. Like, you may have the adrenaline that carries you, and then it's a long journey back.
Yeah.
But like Leah Williamson, it just looked like the level was slightly just ahead of where she was physically, because like she just kept, like, she lost so many duels, and I always think that's a good like, if you're going into a big game and your team, you're losing all of the duels, you're not going to win. And I think she massively struggled, like, to the point she was trying to play offside for something that wasn't offside. No, honey, you didn't hold your line.
Like, also just like her saving grace, even when she messes up defensively, is like her outfield pass. She gave away possession a lot.
and so did McCabe. Like, genuinely, the two of them, I was actually so surprised. There were points that they were like simple, like 5 yard passes were going out of play, like straight out for a throw in for Chelsea.
Yeah,
and it's like, what are you seeing that we're not seeing right now?
Maybe the socks just confused them. Listen, I don't know. Like, I know, like, people were asking Jonas and stuff, like, did it disrupt your like preparation or whatever it is? But it just felt like, it's almost as if, I don't know, like, I mean, they're professionals, but it's almost as if Arsenal were like, yeah, but we slapped you last time, so we're coming in it. And they didn't raise their level. Chelsea were like, this isn't happening to us again. Yeah. And Arsenal just couldn't recover. But yeah, I do think Jonas probably made errors with the way that he set up the team. I do think, like, we have to speak on Zinsberger again, because she had a very good second half. But the performance in the first half meant you had already lost the game.
Yeah. I do think she got scapegoated, though.
Yeah, I mean, I always blame her, but everybody played badly. But
it's okay. So I did a TikTok about this and I got some hate, but still. Well, I was trying to say my TikTok. It's trying to defend her and give her some advice, okay? Go. That first one, her fault. Cool.
Yeah.
Second and third goals, not her fault. And not I don't think fault. She would have reached it. But if she just pretends to dive, okay?
They might give
if
her something.
Reactions are quick enough that she just like, oh, the ball's going that way. Oh, I can't reach it. Oh, no.
Exactly.
I don't think she would get as much hate.
You'll see the replay. And in the replay, you see I do this.
Yeah.
It would buy her some time and buy her some PR if she just dived.
I also think that, like, she can't come. Like, it would buy her some PR in an ideal world, yeah? But she's so
far gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you actually look at her overall performance in that game, I actually don't think it was awful. Like, there were times she was asking for the ball, she's trying to get involved, included. There was a point that Marvel was like, no, look, like, me and her were literally doing a competition, like, how many times is Zinsberger going to ask the ball and get it? She's trying to get involved. They're trying to play out from the back.
Near
and
not.
They're bypassing
her. Sorry, I can't. Yeah. I'm hearing something, but I can't.
They don't trust her. And I think you can tell now that I feel like her teammates don't trust her, and she keeps making these big high profile errors. And it's hard as a goalkeeper, like, don't get me wrong, but I feel like with other keepers, like, even if you include Mary Earps in there, or you talk about Kiara Keaton, or even I'll throw like Becky Spencer, like, when these people's names are coming up, there's heroics. I'm not saying the best person I've ever yet. Like, when we're talking about certain keepers, at the moment, if their name popping up in conversation, it's the heroics. Yeah. Every time her name pops up, it's high profile mistakes. There's no heroics.
Yeah. But also so for example, there's mistakes that loads of keepers have made, but it gets swept under the rug because their PR level is already so high, that they can do no wrong in the eyes of most. Like, there's been loads of games here that I've looked at some, I'm thinking, you're moving sus right now. You're moving so sus, but it's not spoken about after the game. They'll find someone else to blame. Do you get what I mean?
Mm.
And it feels like sometimes that is the case with Zinsberger.
I think also, though, it's like Keaton, for example, has made some quite high-profile errors this season. And fair enough, she's young, so she gets a bit of a pass when it comes to that. But then there are also games where like she just quietly gets a clean sheet and there's like you just don't even, it's boring.
She
doesn't even make heroics, but it's just it's a boring game.
Yeah,
she has a boring performance. Great. As a goalkeeper, you want your goalkeeper to often have a boring performance where there's nothing to talk about.
Yep.
And Zinsberger, there's just too many games where, yeah, she might do something good. And she has had a few good games and all of that, but it's just the balance. And then because she's messed that up, like you said, it's almost gone a bit too far now. That I do feel sorry for her, because there are times where she gets more hate than she deserves.
Yeah, like but then they pick and choose the Arsenal fans, which ones they're going to... Like, some people can have terrible games.
And also... Literally, like, Leah's the perfect example. Like, and people weren't cutting Leah off.
Yeah. Has got swept under the rug big time. I'll be real. To be honest, I got a point with that later, but I'll speak about that later. Like, can't be else right now.
But I think if Arsenal, I think genuinely, if they're going to push for a title, obviously, Emma Hayes won't be there, so it's a little bit easier next season. But they may have to go and make that Van Domselaar sign in or somebody, because I think, like, you need somebody that in the critical games are not going to make those mistakes.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, it's just is what it is.
Okay. Actually, sorry, last point, because I brought it up to Moyo at the game, but Arsenal fans, like, the whole Leah Lotta thing. Obviously, sometimes there's overreaction and all of that, and this by no means that Leah's a bad player. She'll be fine. It was a bad game, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Arsenal fans have to hold that, because I was saying after the Conte Cup game, where against Villa of all teams, I'm seeing meme after meme after video being like, "Oh, that Leah Lotta combination, the chemistry." She doesn't even have to say anything.
She doesn't even have to say anything. That killed me.
I've been waiting for this combination, like, this link up between our centre backs.
If Serena doesn't put this combo in, then she deserves everything she's gonna get. Please shut up. Like, I'm being so serious
and
now.
And then,
like,
they go and drop that performance.
That was a whole of shame us though. And the funny thing is, Lotta was probably their best defender in that game.
Yeah.
The bar was in hell, but Lotta was their best defender.
But she don't have the same PR.
Yeah, and that was across the whole back line, by the way.
Yeah.
Because Catley wasn't good.
No, she wasn't.
And neither was McKay.
She wasn't good. Like, Catley was being spun inside out
Because I did see a lot of Arsenal fans complaining about the defensive lineup in general, but minus Fox being in, and she's just come back from
Gold Cup
tournament. So other than that, though, that starting back four would be the one that most people in an ideal day would say is their best starting starting defensive line. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of weird that they were just like, now
they just need more quality.
Boy, just whatever. We have to move on from Arsenal, but we're probably going to touch on them later, knowing WSL unfiltered. Lauren, please give us a quick update on what Spurs look like today.
Yeah, like, it's annoying actually for me, because there was so much traffic in East London, so I was late to the game. So I actually missed the goal.
Damn.
Yeah.
And there were no more goals in that game.
No, as in, by the time, like, I was about 20 minutes late, and by the time, like, I was like, oh, this wasn't what I was, because obviously I saw the notification for goal. I was like, no, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, you thought you were coming to a goal fest.
So, yeah, I think, like, we were okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we weren't terrible, but I think we were a bit sloppy in possession.
Yeah.
We went without a striker because Martha Thomas is injured. And then Beth was on the bench, so we kind of had, like, Jess Naz was kind of...
Beth was on the bench?
Yeah, she hasn't...
Even though Martha Thomas wasn't there?
Yeah, I don't know what's... I don't know if it's, like, she doesn't have the legs to do 90. Mm. I don't know.
Fair.
But it's also kind of like... But when I watch our team, I'm like, we need people who are not slow up top.
And maybe it would be good to get her in from the start so that she can start getting 60s at least.
So, it's kind of like... I'm going to assume it's fitness, because you're our club captain.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't see why you would be benched, especially if our other striker is injured.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, Jess Naz was kind of, like, playing off top, and then he switched. Like, Celine was playing on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like we were trying. But I think when you play, like, I think the teams who are, like, a bit lower down in the table, like, you actually really need that physical presence more so than anything. And I just think a lot of the time we were, like, trying to play the ball... you know, sometimes we do a bit of hoofball. Oh, you just need to clear it. We do have Amy in our team. So she, you know, she does that. Even though I have to say, like, respect to Amy because she's been fantastic.
I've been telling you.
Yeah, but I've been waiting for her a long time. But no, I have to deeply apologize because she's actually been fantastic. But yeah, it just felt like we were really struggling to, like, get ourselves going. And then when you're running, like, and it's just 1-0, you know, there's, like, you're always vulnerable. And
they hit like the bar, didn't they?
Yeah, I was gonna say, right? Like, I mean, she could have. I mean, she. I was like, Ash, like, Ash, boy, to wake up. But yeah, obviously, luckily they missed. And then we could have killed the game off because Ayan, she's 3 yards out and she missed.
On brand.
Yeah, I was, and this is the problem when you have a player that when they're in that position and you don't feel excitement because you know they're gonna miss. So I was like, oh look. Pretends to be shocked, but yeah, like we got the job done. Like at the end of the day, it's 3 points, and obviously we play them in a much bigger fixture. So I think, like, mentality wise and confidence wise, you kind of, I feel like Robert tried something different and to prepare for that game. But like we were only 3 points ahead of them, so we also need to beat them in the league. But it feels like our league position is kind of there, so it's just, we're just playing the game. So like, there's nothing to play for, but. Yeah, 3 points, can't complain.
Preview.
But I would like to see us play better when we play them again. But yeah, job done, man. So.
Lovely stuff. Marva, what were Everton saying today?
Yesterday, sorry. Not much. Lost 2-1.
Oh, yeah.
Stenovic's now suspended for the Merseyside derby, which is not good. We have no players. So many injuries that we had not even a full bench. And we didn't have one player on the bench over the age of 22. So it's bad times. Yeah. It's just like, I really feel for the club. I feel for Brian Sorensen. I feel for the players because they are really making do with a bad situation. There are some like positives in the way some of the things we do and some of the ways we play. I thought that game against Chelsea in the FA Cup was so close, like it was gut-wrenching to not get anything from it. But there's not enough squad depth. So you get a few injuries and then it's just like the whole team is just, it's like everyone's playing everywhere. But we're out of a relegation battle basically now. I think Bristol, that's it. So luckily it's kind of like, let's hopefully we just kind of build. But yeah. I feel like Bennison will probably go in the summer. And if we lose any more players without bringing anyone in, I think it's looking a bit dangerous for us again next season. Hopefully the men stay up because that will affect many things, including my own mental health. But the money side of things as well. And yeah, but I think if we can ride through this, make a few shrewd signings in the summer, I do think we'll be okay. But it's just been a bit disappointing that it's like the club, the manager, the players haven't got the backing that they deserve because given what they've been dealt, I think they've actually coped quite well this season.
I agree. Sorry about that. United, I was just saying to these lot before we started recording, that was the deadest game I've ever watched in my entire life. Like, so dry. I can't believe I actually used my eyes to watch that game. Really dry. I think that sums it up, to be honest. I'm trying to think who was actually good.
Did Nelson get two?
Nelson was, she was top class. Yeah. She got a brace.
I'm happy the fans forced him to play. Yeah, yeah. Now she's showing her ability.
Do you know what's funny? Yeah. So, like, when we had winter break, yeah. We went on a camp, so I'm saying we, like I was posted, like I was posted in the camp, like they went on a small camp where they played against PSV, and that whole camp, every time they were doing media, Mark Skinner was like, listen, Lisa Nelson is playing really well right now. And we were thinking, this man is chatting shit like he does all the time. But then he started giving her starts and we were like, maybe he means it, do you know what I mean? But also, he thinks that this justifies the fact that she hasn't started a WSL game before for the 12 months prior. And it doesn't. I'm sorry.
Nah, because people can adapt. Every other clubs are bringing in players and they're adapting
And also,
quickly.
It's not a consistent argument because it will say they just need a bit of time to learn how we play football. First of all, that's he's bigging up his football style too much.
He's trying to teach them Pep City football
when that's not the case.
Meanwhile, Pep's bringing through like random 17-year-olds who can slot into the team.
And also, it doesn't make sense here because the first game of the season, Jay started.
Even Mallard came straight into the team.
All these people came straight into the team, so I'm not trying to hear it right now. Based on this game, I was looking at some of these players and I was like, nah, you're definitely trolling. Like, that's how they were playing. Like, you're trolling for sure. 5-yard passes were getting intercepted.
Oh.
5 yards. Not even that they were pressed and then they were getting just unforced errors. I said, what am I watching right now? When we got the first goal within the first 10 minutes, like you, Lauren.
I think they said that
Bristol City have conceded more than 10 goals altogether in the last three games. I think it's 12 goals in their last three games or something. So I was thinking, we're about to pile on. I said, you guys are a disaster. Like, everything that United do is just so slow.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're playing a team, that's trying not to get relegated and you know they're going to sit up, like,
in banks in the deepest block.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you pass slowly, that literally just plays into what it's perfect. They can literally just watch you pass in and they just shift as you're passing.
Yeah.
There was no like creativity. Like Toon was trying stuff, it wasn't working. My Letizia, brother, that ball over the top, I was about to lose my mind. Like, if it's not worked the first three times, please rein it in. Do you get what I mean? But why won't she be doing that when the midfield couldn't pass? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's thinking, I need to bypass you lot and just get straight to the forwards.
Yeah.
But yeah, we ain't good in it. That's just my takeaway message. We are not a good team. Like,
three points.
We still haven't even cemented fourth. That's how dry we are. Like right now, we're level on points. Liverpool
won again. Yeah.
We are level on points with Liverpool right now.
That's a big drop off.
I think they said last season, we finished 33 points ahead of Liverpool. So if you're going to tell me that that is all just because Russo and Battier left, boy, the joke is actually on you. Sorry. Like, there's deeper things that need to be questioned here. But yeah, United are dead. That's the beginning and the end of the story. That is our recap for the games.
You could tell there was only one good game this week.
Boy, to wrap up the games, I guess, Liverpool won. City won. Good job to them, innit?
Yeah, I think City were chasing goal difference.
They're one goal behind now with Chelsea on goal difference.
Yeah, but Brighton, they scored right at the end.
That is it for our recap. Now we are going to move on to WSL Unfiltered. If you don't know what this is already, we've been finding tweets, we've been bookmarking tweets. Some of you lot are really unruly. We said that the last time. Like, you lot actually tweet some crazy stuff.
There was literally one Adson in the chat that I was like, it's so unfiltered, I can't even say So I will not be saying that one, but some of the others.
You lot are like unruly but funny as well.
I'm trying to even find, I bookmarked so many stuff here that now.
Some of mine go quite far back as well.
I should have sent them to my burner, to be honest. Let me see if I did. Okay, how many of you lot got roughly?
I've got quite a few, but I'm trying to choose which ones.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that you. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's just start. Let's just go for it. Yeah.
Well, are we gonna go chronological? Like, do you want some of the older ones?
Yeah, you could do whichever ones you want.
Okay.
Until I say cease. Enough of the unfiltered. I will start. Someone called Vanderdonk FC. She was tweeting about the Arsenal Chelsea game, yeah. She said, random woman dancing on the sidelines, kit clash causing a delayed kickoff, homophobia allegations, Jonas supervillain era. This is prime Barclays. And I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
No, it's true.
I like this one. You know those like classic clips of just like Messi just like tearing up players, like dribbling past everyone, and someone said, Jess Park, ever since her teammates said they wouldn't let her date their kids.
That's a good one. Ooh. Lauren, you got one?
Yeah. I've got at Catru Siberiano. This was a preview of that game saying Chelsea without Kerr, half their defenders unavailable. Ankle breaker Jones. potentially without James and Kirby. Liverpool fan at left back. Players turning against Hayes. Arsenal mostly fit. And then it was like full time 1-0 Arsenal. Oh, but ankle breaker Jones.
Ankle breaker Jones. Just a picture of Win the dog. And Skipper McCabe tweeted, notice how he's gone missing recently.
Hey, Timo will love that one.
Listen, big up Win though. someone called CFCW Chloe. So Chelsea women posted a picture after the game saying our goal scorers, and it's a picture of Lauren James and Nuskin, and then Leah Williamson is in the back, innit? And CFCW Chloe said, and our third best player tonight in the background. Cute. And I won't lie, based on how Leo played in that game, valid.
I have to say, I'm speaking of CFCW Chloe.
Oh no, not back to back.
Back to back Chloe. So Esme Morgan, I think this was a while ago, like she tweeted that meme with the guy and all the knives pointing at him, the cartoon. And then she quote tweeted it saying, if you win the league, will you even have enough appearances to get a medal?
Oh my God. Okay, in that same. So you know Chelsea fans have beef with Esme Morgan now just because she was tweeting.
I still can't believe that, by the way.
Out of all the players as well. So following on from that, Adobe Women's FA Cup tweeted a picture of Tooney and Zellerman put name and more iconic duo, which by the way, that in itself is as well. But anyway, I think a Chelsea fan just tweeted, so name a more iconic duo, just did a picture of Esme Morgan and then the bench.
Shut up, Esme. Oh God,
she doesn't even deserve it. Like,
she doesn't even deserve it.
And also, how is she the one rattling you out of all the players?
They at this point, there's clutching at straws. I'm trying to decide if I can even say this.
No, you have to say it now, cause I can't see.
Okay, I'll say it, yeah. Okay, but no, worst comes to worst, it won't make the edit.
I've got one to follow on from this.
Right, well, I have to say it then. Okay. Muck Ford, yeah, make of that what you will, yeah. So after the game, yeah, Leah Valti was high-fiving. She was high-fiving people after the game, innit? And it looks like on this video she doesn't high-five Katie McCabe. The caption says, high five, hands up, down low, too slow, cheating ho.
Okay, I was not sure whether to even say this one.
But
okay.
Now
you brought up that one, because I was going to say all the context of that. So obviously that video, everyone's talking about it. And someone tweeted like a think piece about it all, basically being like, so do we think Arsenal will ever actually deal with what carnage and upset Katie McCabe caused this season? Like going in about like how unprofessional the whole dating other people is. I think obviously given that Emma Hayes
has done it, conference.
So someone just quote tweeted that think piece with, did Emma Hayes write this on a burner account?
Oh God. I mean,
I've got one. So speaking of Emma Hayes, so at QUOKKCC says, need Arsenal to play with the gay armband to scare Emma Hayes and distract her from the game.
We can't. Oh my god.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna take it in a different direction, and Moya, you're catching strays here.
Oh.
Someone said Sam Kerr has more charges for calling a cop a bastard in brackets one than Manchester United women have cup final wins and major trophies combined in brackets zero.
Marva, was that necessary? Was that necessary? Boy, United, do you see how what you cause? I can't even turn around and be like, no, we got. Do you know what I mean?
At Lawson underscore SV on that vein said, in speech marks, stupid white socks, Sam Kerr probably.
Oh God!
And I don't know if anyone's seen the stickers as well. That
it's
Sam Kerr's on fire. Met police and terrified.
Oh my God! I did see someone. Yeah. Oh God!
I think that's me done.
Yeah,
I've actually got one last
go
one.
Go for it.
Which I'm gonna see if you recognize it. I'm not even gonna read out the app. Every time Jace and Lucia are able to run at the fullbacks, we look dangerous. It's a shame that United are only able to get the ball to them every 3 to 5 working days.
Is that Moya?
Where did that one come from? Moya's laboratory.
Say less.
I meant to switch to my burner. Cool.
Guys, any more, tag us, by the way.
If you see a random bookmark, or some of your tweets,
facts.
We are quickly going to touch on cup fixtures, essentially. So we have two things that we know now. We know who the final of the Conti Cup is going to be. So it's going to be Arsenal, Chelsea. First of all, I want to ask you for predictions for the game. Lauren?
Chelsea win. 3-1 again.
Marva? I think it might be a bit closer, but I think Chelsea will win. Maybe 2-1 or 1-0.
Cool. I think Chelsea win 3-2. Yeah, 3-2. We also now know the fixtures for the FA Cup semi-final. Lauren, I can see you're hiding a smile right now. you got the fixture you wanted, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, man, I pray to the football gods. Obviously, Leicester at home.
At home as well.
Amazing. And the club, they're moving it to the stadium.
Huge.
If any Spurs fans listen to this, like, please just get yourself down there 100%. If you can, because we're going to need the atmosphere, I think, to carry us. First time in our history, which... and the same for Leicester as well. It's nice because, like, whoever gets through, obviously, I need it to be Spurs, but... It's going to create a bit of history and we're going to see something different. I thought, what a heroic performance from us against City.
Yeah.
Like, the first time we played them this season, we lost 7-0, man. We got spanked.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we've had to play them 4 times this season. 4 times.
You think about it, it's like preparation.
Yeah. And I think, like, to be fair, I was hate watching the Conti Cup match between Chelsea and City because I really wanted that to go to extra time to tire City out. But it didn't. But I just thought that, like, we conceded really early, and then you're starting, like, you're thinking, God, like, are we rattled? But we recovered. Mm-hmm. We really did recover. And then we just got better and better. And I think in the second half, we took the game to them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Kiara Clesi made the error. I feel like she's a very good goalkeeper, but you also know that at some point she's probably going to come off her line when she doesn't need to.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, Beth got the equaliser. That was literally, like, the last kick of the game. Like, the thing is, I didn't even plan for it. Like, I was like, oh, guys, we're going to have to start, like, the men's episode later. Like, I didn't, like, none of the logistics. I didn't know when the draw was, when the semi-final is. Like, I didn't plan for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then extra time we were a better team. We were unlucky not to win, and then penalties, man, and Becky Spencer.
You got Becky Spencer.
I can't remember. I don't think I've ever seen her save a penalty.
Yeah.
Chloe Kelly penalty.
Yeah, penalty
as
well.
Said in the chat. I think you were like, I've never seen Becky Spencer. I don't think I've seen Becky Spencer save a penalty.
Becky said, I got two for you.
Yeah.
But I just think to I think to save the first two as well, because Alex Greenwood's got great technique, and Chloe Kennedy hits that ball harder than most players, like male players as well. And I think to save those first two, it just meant that like she gave us the advantage, we could relax. And our penalties were decent, but yeah, like shout out Becky, because she's been around for a very long time, and she lost her place in the team, and she recently got it back. And yeah, shout out her. And
who do you prefer,
Amy James Turner? Who do I prefer? Becky. Sorry, but like Barbara, like she had one good game in North London Derby, and that's it. Like some of her other goalkeepings make me feel sick. So I'm happy Becky's back. I just think she allows us to play out from the back as well, because she's much better on the ball. All good. And yeah, and Amy James Turner's redemption arc. Hey. Cool, calm, collected.
Some people
up.
Tried to tell you before. I said, believe. I said, buy the chip now. I said, buy the chip now.
It is true. I said, no. But now I have the chip. but yeah, I think she, like, this calendar year, she's arguably been our best player.
I feel like when she added that extra name into her.
Which I don't like,
it's tongue tied because Katarina Johnson Thompson, sorry, she's the original. But yeah, shout out Amy, because the last few games, like she's been going up to striker, and it was her assist actually that got Beth the equaliser. So yeah, it's huge. The last time any team from Spurs was in the FA Cup final was 1991. I wasn't alive. So we are one game away from an FA Cup final day. So I pray and hope.
And you could be playing.
You will be playing Chelsea.
I want to play Chelsea.
Because otherwise Grace Clinton can't play.
Yeah, you're going to be playing Chelsea. Let's actually be real here. But I will say, I'm actually happy that United got Chelsea in the draw. Because...
What you prefer in the semis?
I can't go to Wembley to watch an L again. I can't. I'll be real. Yeah. And that going to Wembley against Chelsea, you're almost guaranteed an L. And that's not even just United. Most 98% of teams here are guaranteed an L against Chelsea, no matter how well you play. It's true.
Because you always come out.
You should have been 2-0 ahead at half time.
And even when we were down, there were numerous occasions after that we should have scored. That's when I said, they banged Judge on Wembley. It's over.
No Sam Kerr.
Yeah. No backflip in the final.
No Sam Kerr. Lauren James takes great pride, in dunking specifically on United and on Arsenal. I don't even know what her beef is with Arsenal, but she takes great pride
in
dunking
on... She's in the academy as well, though, to be fair.
Come on, man.
There's no beef there.
There shouldn't be actual beef there, but there is. And she takes great pride in it. You know what? Fair play to her. But yeah, I'm happy we got Chelsea because number one, I'm not trying to go Wembley and watch an L. And number two, you know what is Lee Sports Village. I'd rather that we're at home. Mm-hmm. That's the only bit of if we've got any chance, we're at home. Let's just see what we can do in it. We've got nothing to lose going to the game because everyone thinks we're going to lose, including the players and the manager anyway. So who actually cares at this point? Let's just,
Magic on a cup?
Magic of the cup. Yeah, obviously, if United end up winning, then I would love to play Leicester because I wouldn't want Grace. I'll be real though. If I was United, I'd let Grace Clinton play in that final.
What?
And if you don't, then you're scared and you're a loser. So you have to admit one thing.
I wouldn't want her to not let her play. Not because we need her, but because she deserves to.
That's
play
what I'm
in
saying.
That stage.
How are you gonna get being a team that gets to a final and you're gonna tell my thing is if you think that Grace Clinton alone will be the reason why you lot don't win the league cup.
Imagine she scores the winner.
Then you have to hold that because you sent her on loan. So you have to hold that. I actually don't care at this point and it's all Mark Skinner's fault anyway, That's my beginning and end of the story.
Do you know what? Sorry, can I just say before we end it? What I love is the difference of you on this podcast compared to when you're on Women's Football Weekly. I heard you all week and they said, there's one with Mark Skinner and they were like, well, what do you think?
And I said, I'm out. I said, I'm out.
There's one where you were like, there are bigger problems at the club.
Yeah,
and,
I did.
Diplomatic arts.
I don't think we can blame it just on Mark Skinner. And she's like, fuck that.
I'm filtered. On Women's Football Weekly, they caught me on a good day. The day they caught me after that Manchester derby, They were about to arrest me back then, man. I had smoke for all the players from Mark Skinner from top to bottom. At this point, yeah, that's where they've sent me. That's where I'm at now. We are going to end here, but before we end, sorry, I have one point I have to say. You remember last time I was like, oh, if you have a point you have to say, you just say it in it. And this, I wrote on my phone, so I said, let me remember to say it.
Where she's going?
I kept seeing tweets, yeah? You remember what I said in the beginning of the episode? I said, oh, I'm going to get to Arsenal anyway. I need to speak on something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I kept seeing tweets, yeah, of Leah Williamson crying. I'm going to put crying in quotation marks here because I don't know if she was actually crying.
You lot just decided
that she was crying and cool, whatever. This is what I wrote down on my phone. Because someone tweeted saying...
She's got a note. I'm actually annoyed.
I turned to my sister and I'm so angry. Yeah. I wrote on my phone in quotation marks because this is what someone tweeted. Seeing the girls upset broke me. They were just showing their upset faces, yeah? And I put on my phone, seeing the girls upset broke me. Lol. I said, why do you lot love infantilizing these professional athletes? I'm being so... Because this is not the first time it's happened. And this is not specific to Arsenal and Leah, yeah? Because I remember after United played Arsenal and Mary Earps was crying. I couldn't believe what was happening. Mm. I mean this in the nicest way possible. Mm. What are you crying about? Like, I'm not saying don't cry. Me, I love a cry. Everyone should cry if they want to cry, yeah? But in this instance, yeah,
it's not a cup final.
And also, this is not like you lost to a last second goal in the last kick of the game. Then I can understand the heightened emotions. Mm. We were losing 3-0 up until the 90-something minute. What can you possibly be crying about right now? Leah as well. If she was crying, what are you crying about? And also, I don't even blame the people crying. I blame you lot saying, seeing the girls upset broke me. They played bad. All these people that you're mentioning...
The performance should have broken you. That's what should have broken
you. All these people that you're mentioning didn't play well. I'm not trying to be funny here. If you want to cry because you didn't play well, you should cry.
You should actually cry.
But I should not feel bad that you're crying. Do you know what I mean?
I should be pissed off because what kind of performance is that?
We're all pissed off. And the way you want to show you being pissed off is that you're crying. Fine, yeah. And that's fine. But how can I be upset that you're crying when you played bad? Guys, please. If you want these lot to get to the next level, because they keep talking about we want to be put on a pedestal where we're seen as elite athletes. We work hard. Mm-hmm. We train hard. I'm not trying to be funny here. I want you guys to imagine if you were watching a game, yeah, a regular game, just normal game, and they started crying, yeah, because they lost.
I'd be like, get yourself together. At some point, you're like, you need to get yourself together.
You lot love big. This is not an under-11s game that you've just lost.
No, I hear you, but I do see it across all games, though. Like, and
crying.
I have never seen a Spurs women player cry after losing the North London Derby.
What are you crying about, man?
No, but I'll give the example in the men's game, yeah, where Amadou Onana, he misses the penalty to take us through to the semi-final. Wait, you just said it though, to take us through to a semi-final.
This is just a regular game.
I'm agreeing with you in the sense that he's going around being like,
yeah, that's so sorry.
That's
what Leah was doing as well. And I always think, I'm like, get it, cool. Everyone's going to be like, I'm like, but why didn't you just do what you needed to do on the pitch?
That's the thing, you have to
all of this afterwards.
But then I think it's two ways, because I think there are certain clubs, because their following is huge online, they also know what feeds into that shit. They know their fan base love that shit.
Then
so they're going to do the...
I'm not saying that she's performative, but then if that's what we're saying, then it's performative.
No, I don't think it's intentional. I think it's genuinely her reaction. She loves the club. She's going, I'm embarrassed. I get this. I'm sorry.
At some point, just win the game. Like, for me as a fan, like, my reaction sometimes is just win the game.
It can only last so long.
Yeah. It's actually just
like, how many times are we going to be here?
You're upset about this game, as you should be. Yeah, that's fine. Just show it. Just next time, just show it in the next game that, like, oh, last game wasn't it.
Yeah.
But also, it's the fans' fault, yeah? Because it's these same fans here that, like, will tweet something like, we've just lost this game and the players have not even tweeted. Can you please shut up?
I'm being the obviously yesterday, like, Spurs men got spanked. I don't want no apology. I don't want anything. Like, you've embarrassed yourselves and you've embarrassed
me. You've shown your ass and you've now shown mine as well.
I don't need an apology.
Do you know what I mean? You've shown both our asses at this point, yeah? So let's just leave with the little pride and decency that we have and pack our loads.
I think more than anything, it just comes down to the fact that football fans are very reactionary.
You are. Calm down, man.
Leah's had a bad game and then you get people being like, oh, we don't see this vim for her. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, bro, guys, everyone, it's all fine.
I saw two.
Next game, go outside,
touch grass.
Everything will be okay. Let's just see what happens in the next
Leah's crying, Jonas. I'm in your effing walls, you Swedish man. Watch out. Leah's crying and it's Jonas's fault.
Nah,
guys, everyone, touch grass right now.
Yeah, that's her fault.
And that is the end of our
we need a new segment that's like
PSA,
like, no, yeah, PSA or like or pet hates or like something, yeah, something like that.
That is my pet hate though. Like, my pet hate, in fact, let me just do a summary. My pet hate is not the crying. It kind of is, but I'll let you, if you want to cry, My pet hate is the sympathy or anger on behalf of the tears. Please save it. Guys, that's been another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast, women's football episode. We said we're trying to get more consistent. And you know what? We've done a good job in being more consistent. We've done better. Like, and the only way is up. I see it. Do you know what I mean? The only way is up.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
We're at least giving you monthly now, minimum, at a minimum, monthly. But we're going to up that. We need at least twice a month. And I'm saying it now on camera. So there's nowhere to run or hide. Well, there is. We just don't turn up. But
we will organise our next date.
Yeah. As we ASAP. Speak. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. Make sure to follow the panelists, first of all.
Oh, at Lauren Coys.
At Marva MSK.
At Moyes Laboratory. And make sure to follow the Gold Diggers X account at Gold Diggers UK. On Instagram at Gold Diggers UK _. Subscribe on Twitter. Follow us on TikTok. I think it's at Gold Diggers UK.
Yeah.
Cool. And follow us on LinkedIn as well at Gold Diggers UK. And make sure to just, yeah, listen and watch on whatever platform you want.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.